Amen. Okay, who has got a testimony today? A testimony. Yes. Amen.
I know exactly where, and it just, and just like I said, you just know exactly where you
were
saved.
Yep.
And the moment you were saved, and the moment Jesus came in your heart, and just, and it was just, she was a blessing, and just, you know, and just had me pray that prayer. I mean, she didn't have me repeat any words. I just,
yep.
I did it all on my own. And just like I said, I just felt peace that I was saved at that moment. And I just couldn't remember.
Yeah.
I went to church when I was born. I was in my mom's womb. All through church. I had sung church. I did church, went youth group and all that. But at the moment when I was 14, I knew I was saved. And from then on, I made the purpose that I was going to serve the Lord. Yeah. I may have backslidden at times, but I knew that.
Amen.
I was
going to serve the Lord. Anybody else? Amen. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I started studying the potter and the clay a few weeks ago. Well, probably about 2 weeks, around 2 weeks ago, maybe a little longer. And one of my favorite preachers on YouTube, after I had already studied it, he put out a series on it. So then I got to hear another perspective on it and go a little deeper into it.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like every time I study something, I listen to, you know, independent Baptist preachers from all over the United States, mm-hmm. and a lot of times they'll all be on the same page, even though, you know, they live thousands of miles away from each other. A lot of the themes come up weekly,
mm-hmm.
and it's pretty neat to see the Lord working like that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yes.
Sunday school, he was telling us about that. So I went to research on YouTube and stuff about the floods. And I love the history about it and how the earth is still, like, damaged to where you can see remnants of the floods still there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing that, and on my break at work, because I work at Myers, South Penn, I had it a little bit louder than it should be, and a few of my coworkers came over, and they were intrigued by it. So I started spreading the gospel and started giving them verses about it and examples of where the flood has happened and where it's still, where people live right next to some of the stuff. So we got to talk about God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Good. Yeah. Anybody else? Testimony.
Oh, I guess I got one more.
Okay.
But it's kind of a prayer request, but I talked to a grabbed him, not in a harsh way, but just to pray with them. And I just said, you know, repeat after me. Just say, God help me, Jesus help me. And when he was trying to say it, it's like his mouth would lock right up. Mm. And I think he's possessed by a devil.
Yeah.
But he needs prayer. His name is Anthony.
Mm.
And eventually he just, I tried praying with him more, but
yeah.
he took off and went into a building, and I didn't want to keep chasing him.
No. Right. Anybody else? We have a great God.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, yeah. I have a blessing too. It's amazing to see the work that he did in Bensie's life. Our lady that in our church right here. It's amazing. We visited her on Friday. We brought over some baby products. She said she doesn't need any food because her granddaughters have stocked their fridge and freezer. But, I mean, he fell. She broke 8 ribs. Mm. Hematoma, she had surgery, a brain leak. I mean, she was so clear-headed. She's home after just 5 or 6 days in the hospital. I mean, just after just having that happen, and she's clear-headed. She's going to have rehab at home. I mean, just it's amazing just to see her at home after that, just clear-headed. And, I mean, she's in her 80s, and she's just got a little bit of pain from the 8 ribs broken and having surgery on her head. She doesn't even have it, nothing. I know it's inside, but I mean, just nothing. She's clear-headed, and she's mentally wise right
good.
Now.
Good.
She was asking about us and how our church people were doing and everything, and remembered that I had been recouping from my stuff. I mean, just, it's amazing what God did and has done for her right now, and that she's still resting and recouping, but still, it's just amazing, and she's a blessing. So I'm just very thankful that God brought her through.
Amen.
Anybody else got a testimony? All right, take your Bibles. Go to Psalms 37. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, come before thee. Thank you, God, for this time, this place, the pastor, this church, these dear folks that are here. I pray, Lord, we walk out of here refreshed from some things we're going to hear from about today. I pray you do that for us. Holy Spirit, I pray you touch me, use me. I pray you speak through me today, Holy Spirit. Please help these dear folks that are here. Thank ones that are here. Bring the others in that need to be here, I pray, Holy Spirit, just bring them in. And we like the fact when you convict somebody doing something, we thank you for that. So please do your work amongst us today. Father, I love you. What you're going to do, just have I pray. Amen. Psalms 37. I want to talk to you today about how to be pleasing to God. Amen. How to be pleasing to God. My first point is in verse number 1. It says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious against the workers of iniquity. Fret not thyself. Boy, a lot of fretting going on in America today, man. People fret about this, that. Even in a Baptist church, a lot of fretting going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
That ought not to be. If we've been born again, God has given his blood, amen. We ought to be just satisfied with that, but there are people who just cannot be satisfied with anything. He says, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Now, the fret means to be agitated or to be irritable. We've got a lot of that in our Baptist churches, amen. People that are irritable, amen. They fret about this, that. Proverbs chapter 24. Proverbs 24. Fret not thyself. Verse number 19 says this. It says, fret not thyself because of evil men. Neither about envious at the wicked. For there shall be no reward to the evil man. The candle of the wicked shall be what? Put out. Fret not thyself because of evil men. We got to be careful today, amen? It's awful easy fretting about whatever, amen? Psalms 73.
We see a lot of that evil workings going on, like in Minneapolis right now.
The Lord will have the
last word. That's right. Psalm 73, verse number 1 says this, truly our God is good to Israel, and such a clean heart. I know that. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
Yeah.
There's a lot that come. There's a lot that my foot had almost slipped. Amen. I've got a message about slipping away. Amen.
Yep.
And we can slip away. Amen. But if we're anchored in God. Amen. Hello.
Right.
Yep. That is where our help comes from. Amen. Verse 26 says, my flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart, the portion forever.
Yes.
I rely upon him, amen. Mm-hmm. Fret not thyself, the Bible says. Second Timothy. Chapter number 3. 2 Timothy 3. Bible says in verse number 1. Paul says this. This know also in the last days perilous times shall come. And we're there. Amen. Perilous times are. You can't. I watch TV. Seeing somebody doing something to somebody. Amen. Somewhere. Somehow. They've got a problem with the truth. Amen. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. All you got is looking at the next door neighbor, amen. It's there, amen.
Yeah.
Not natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontent, fierce, despise those that are good. You don't have to look very far for that. Hello?
That's right.
Traitors. Heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. That's in Baptist church, amen.
Yep.
They'd rather go watch a ball game than go to church.
Yep.
They'd go fishing than go to church. They'd go hunting than go to church. One time, I stayed home from church and hunted with my daughter, my niece. She's going to be out in the woods by herself. So I stayed home from church and went hunting with her. I gave her a spot to go hunt. My own spot, I was sitting there. And went along, evidently, here come a doe. I said, well, she's acting like there's a buck right behind her. Sure enough, here come a buck. And that buck saw me, turned around, he took one step, and I dropped him right there. A 7-point buck. But you were hunting on Sunday, and God blessed you. No, God taught me a lesson.
Amen.
Well, I ought never to go hunting again. Amen. On the Lord's Day.
That's right.
Yeah, I got a nice buck. I got the rack at home on the wall. But listen to me, folks. We've got to be careful what we do. Amen? What we do. Envious. Fretters. Paul goes on. It says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, Paul says, from such, turn away. Fret not thyself. I'll tell you what, Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. The Bible says, verse number 10, let my brethren be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put the whole armor of God and stand against the wiles of the devil.
Right.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Paul says, we don't wrestle against man, he says, flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against wickedness in high places. Paul says, forget about man. He said, we've got a higher power that we're against, amen. That's the devil, amen. He wants to take you down any step, any way he possibly can do it. Take you down, amen.
Yeah.
Fret not thyself. Don't be caught up with that. Look at the Apostle Paul. He didn't fret. Hello? He didn't fret. In jail, out of jail, shipwreck. I mean, The man was beaten several times. He just kept on going. Amen? Why did he keep on going? Well, I'll tell you why. 2 Timothy chapter number 1, verse number 12 says this. For which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I believed, persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed against that day. Paul says, I know who I'm trusting in. Yes, I've had a hard life, Paul says. I've been in jail. I've been beaten. I've been shipwrecked. I've been stoned. I've been left for dead. But yet I still rejoice in my God. Amen. We can do the same thing. Hello. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Paul is writing here again. The Apostle Paul, he's got a lot to say, amen, but he says this in verse number 16. He says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. Why? For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's it. He said, rejoice. Don't ever quit praying. But that's the will of God. For us all, amen. Fret not thyself. Secondly, verse number 4, Psalms 37. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Delight thyself also in the Lord. Are we happy with Jesus? Are we happy with the Lord? Amen. Can we go to bed at night knowing everything's all right? Amen.
Amen.
Come on. All surgeries I've had to have, 17 of them, 17 years in a wheelchair, I was still be able to rejoice, amen. The devil thought he had me down, but I kept smiling, amen, saying, God, he's in control, amen.
Right.
I knew one day I would walk, and I did, after number 15 back surgery. I walked. I just kept on trusting him. Folks, there was times I couldn't even go to church. I was in so much pain. I couldn't go to church. When they first started taking me to the hospital, they put me in a room that had more than one bed in it. But they had me move me out. I was crying out in so much pain. People couldn't stand and listen to me cry. So I finally got, they always gave me a private room after that. Amen? I cried out. But God was always there. Amen? Delight thyself in the Lord. Psalms 119. Psalms 119. Look at verse number 16 of Psalms 119. The Bible says there, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. I will not forget thy word. I get asked a lot of times by preachers if I'm King James. And I said, I've been King James all my life. All your life. What do you mean? I was King James 9 months before I was born.
Yeah.
Brother, what are you talking about 9 months? I said, my dad had Calvary Baptist Church. My mom would carry me. My dad was King James. Carry me to church. In her, amen. I was King James then. I'm still King James, amen. Why go? You know, I wonder why these NIV people, non-inspired versions, amen. Why do they go to church to hear a story? What? There's nothing. There's no power in the words that guy's gonna say at all. Why do they go? They got different versions of my. Why do they go there? And those got them misled, amen. It's me, folks. Delight thyself in the Lord. 119, look at verse number 24. My testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. That's something right there. The psalmist is saying, the word of God is so powerful. He said, it's my delight, but it's also my guide. My counselors. My counselors. Psalms 119, 143. 119, 143. Verse number 142. Thy righteousness is everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. He said, that's where it's at. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, bad things are going to happen, but hey, as long as you stick with God, amen, he said, I'll get you through, amen. I'll get you through. Delight thyself. I'll tell you what. Psalms 119, 174. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Boy, something about that.
Can delight also be like comfort?
Yep, comfort. Psalms 119 and 105 says this. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and light unto my path. It will guide us, folks.
Amen.
Guide us into hard times, amen. It'll bring joy to our hearts, amen. Joy to our hearts. Joy to our hearts. Psalms 119 and 77 says, as thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live. For thy law is my delight. I wish more people get a hold of God's word and fall in love with that book, amen. Because that's what the psalmist, he said, I love that book.
Yes, sir.
It's my delight and my counselors. He's my guide. He's just there to help me every day of my life.
Yes,
where we get wrong and go wrong is when we don't read the Bible. Don't read the Bible. That's a bad place to be, amen. Bad place to be. I like it when God likes to look down and see that we are happy people. Amen. Psalms 144. 144. God wants his people to be happy, even though we're going through a lot of hard times. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
That's what it is. Psalms 143. Verse number 10 says it, Psalms 143, and verse number 10 says, teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God, thy spirit is good, lead me in the land of uprightness. Psalms 144, verse number 15 says, happy is that people that is in such a case, yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Amen.
Hello. Delight thyself in him. Fret not. We're living in bad times right now, but God says, you're going through some hard times down there in the earth, but he says, I'm still in control.
That's right.
I only let happen what's going to happen. I am in control of that. Nobody else, the Democrats ain't got nothing, the Republicans got nothing to do with it. I'm in control, he says. He says, trust me. So, how to be pleasing to God? Fret not, delight thyself. And then thirdly, commit thy way. Bible says,
yeah.
Verse number 5. Commit the way in the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Commit thy way unto him. I'll tell you what, we've got some good examples in the Bible, amen. Psalms chapter number 18. David's writing here, he says this. In Psalms 18, verse 1 says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler, the horn of my salvation, my high tower. He says, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. We gotta commit our way unto him, amen. Ask him every day when you get up. What you want me to do today? Where should I go today, Lord? Come on. Where should I go today? Proverbs, if you will. Chapter 3. You probably know these verses by heart, but I'll tell it to him anyways. Proverbs 3. Verse 1 says this. The psalm says this. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall be added to thee.
Yeah. Amen.
That's good. Yeah. Why? Verse number 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on thine own understanding. In other words, acknowledge him, and he what? Shall direct thy paths. Hello?
Yeah.
It's that easy, folks. Yeah. That easy right there. Trust him. Trust him. He's there. Commit thy way. Fret not. Delight thyself. God wants us to be a happy people, amen.
Amen.
I'll tell you what. Psalms 31. Psalms 31. Psalms 31, look if you will. At verse number 3. The Bible says this, for the Lord, for thou art my rock, my fortress, therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me, he says. Verse number 5 says, in thy hand commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying, vanities, but I trust in the Lord. We've got to get back to trusting, amen? He wants us to commit, total commitment. You know, there's something else, another word that goes along with commitment. It's called surrender, amen?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Surrender our will to his will. Hello?
Yeah.
Ask him in your private time in prayer. Ask him, what do you want me to do today?
Yeah.
How can I serve you today, God? And he'll tell you. He'll tell you. Fret not thyself. Delight thyself. Commit thy way unto him. Why? A lot to that, amen? A lot to that. Fourthly, Bible says there in verse number 7, rest in the Lord, wait patiently for him, fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of men who bringeth wicked devices to pass. I'll tell you what, we have to rest in him, folks. Rest in him. I got saved at the age of 5, my dad had Calvary Baptist Church, and I responded on every invitation. People come to the altar crying their eyes out. When they got done at the altar, they were there just for a few seconds, not a couple of minutes. They spent much time at the altar of God, but when they got up, I noticed that the tears were gone, and then they looked different. I want to know what's happening there. So I kept responding. My mama says, Timmy, let's talk to you. Then he says, he's too young. So I kept at it. You see, I was curious what was going on there. I saw changes going on there, but I didn't know anything about it at 5 years old. To that one Sunday, my dad saw my hand, and folks, I ain't taking every spot where I got born again. The house is still standing. The parsonage that my mom and dad lived in, the church there, right there on Mitchell Street in Gaylord, Michigan, it's still standing right there. I like to go just go to that house, knock on it. Can I come in and just look at this place? Because right there, inside the door, on the steps going upstairs, is where my dad sent me down and told me what was happening there. And that day, folks, something happened to me. At 5 years old, something happened to me. I got something new happened to me, amen? I mean, I prayed, asked God to save me. Anytime Sunday come around, after that, I was the first one to go to church. I want to go back and hear more. Much more people are that same way, wanting to hear more. Come back. And Calvary Baptist Church was full all the time. They built a big wing off the side for the fellowship hall. And we didn't get to finish it. And then he got called to another church. And that church, the old church down on the east side of Gaylord. Beautiful place. And it's somebody's house now. But they built a new church inside the city limits. The house next to it, they moved in. I watched them move that house. We lived in that house for a little while. Moved that big old two-story house in there back in the 50s. And we lived in it for a while. And you folks, God wants to do some wonderful things for us, amen? But I found rest, amen? I found rest. Rest means to cease from labor and action. Hello? Isaiah chapter 32. Isaiah 32. Isaiah 32, look at verse number 17. It says there, Isaiah 32, 17, and the work of righteousness shall be peace. The effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceful habitation and assured dwellings in quiet resting places. That's what God wants for us to be, quiet resting places, folks. Quiet. Psalms 119 again. One more verse I want to give to you there. Psalms 119 and 165. The Bible says here, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Amen. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. We was members of Old Pathway Baptist Church, Cleveland, Tennessee. A wonderful church, wonderful pastor. But something happened. Some damage was done to the church house and to a car. And our kids were blamed for the damage. I knew our kids didn't do it. And that pastor came to me and said, Brother Quick, said, I have to ask you to leave. It's all right, Pastor. We'll leave. I knew what happened. Somebody else did the damage, but we got the blame. And 2 years later, I was at a meeting, and the same pastor was there, my old pastor, Pastor Cooper. I said, he said, Brother Quick, can I talk to you? And, yes, sir. We sat down and said, he said, Brother Quick, he said, I owe you an apology. I said, you do? Yes. You remember I asked you to leave? Yeah. We found out who did the damage. It was not your children. He said, I apologize for doing that. Hello? Yeah. I got a resting place, man. God is in charge, amen? Amen. Yep. Mm-hmm. He'll take care of these things. Yeah. Great peace. have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. I did not get offended. We just left. But it got put back together. Amen.
Right. Amen.
Our pastor now is in heaven. I want to go back and preach for him again, but he's gone. Listen to me, folks. Great peace have they which love thy law. Isaiah 26. The Bible says, verse number 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because, what? He trusteth in thee. You trust him today? Hello? You trust him today?
Yes, sir.
Come on. Yeah, verse number 4. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For the Lord Jehovah is what? Everlasting strength. Everlasting strength. I'll tell you what. Matthew, chapter number 11. Matthew 11. Matthew 11, verse number 28 says this, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. And he says, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus is being... You know, you're talking about being burdened down. He knew about the cross, folks, ahead of him. But yet he still said that. I'll tell you what, folks. Fret not thyself. Delight thyself. Commit thy way. Rest in the Lord. Then lastly, go back there, if you will. It's Psalms 37, verse number 8 says, cease from anger. Forsake wrath. Fret not thyself of wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord shall what? Inherit the earth. Cease from anger. Boy, a lot of people need to get a hold of that. Amen? You can't hardly turn TV on. I liked watching black and white TV back in the day. You watch the program, the commercials will come on, you get 3 commercials back to the program. Get to watch the whole program, amen, with 3 commercials here. But now they want to sell you on everything, amen?
Yeah.
Everything. I kept getting calls on my phone about my warranty on my car. So one day I made contact with a guy. Yeah, I'm talking about the warranty. Oh, I'm glad we got a wonderful warranty. I said, okay, tell me about this warranty. I may need this warranty sometime soon. Okay, what year is your car? 2004 Trailblazer. Quick, click.
Click.
They want to sell you on everything.
Yeah.
Everything. It calls all the time. My wife gets calls. They leave messages there. She just erases them things and get them gone. Cease from anger. It's awful easy to get mad and upset, amen? Awful easy to get upset at the neighbor next door. And my neighbor next door, I liked him, but we moved in. I went down the road. I left gospel tracts and been talking. Gospel tracks in the door, that guy got mad at me. Every time he saw me, he cussed me out. My reply to him was, God loves you.
Amen.
He cussed me out.
Yeah.
And I just leave a gospel track. Don't get mad. Get glad.
Right.
Amen.
Yep.
Cease from anger, the Bible says. Don't fall in that what the devil wants you to be yet. Just don't do that. Get away from anger. Amen. It's awful easy to get so upset. There's some preachers I'm to get upset about. But I can't get upset. They got their way of doing things. I got my way of doing things. Amen. Eh? Let's just do it. Cease from anger. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians 4. The Bible says in verse number 26, it says, be angry and sin not. Let the sun go down upon your wrath. Verse number 27, neither give place to the devil. Short verse. Neither give place to the devil. You know, Paul says, hey, be angry and sin not. Did Jesus get angry? Yes, he did. Hello? I'm working on a message right now. Be angry and sin not. Jesus got upset. He went into the temple and he overthrew tables and threw people out. He got angry, but he never sinned that one time.
That's right.
He cleaned up his house.
Yes, sir.
Be angry. But that's when the devil uses that anger. He wants us to get up so upset, we start saying words we shouldn't be saying. We start cussing like we shouldn't be cussing. Amen. Saying, He said, we got to resist the devil, amen. The Bible says, resist the devil, and the Bible says, he will flee from us. The church needs to get back to resisting the devil.
Yeah.
Resisting. Put him in his place, amen. I'll tell you what. Cease from anger. 1 John 4. 1 John 4. Verse number 9. 1 John 4. And this was manifested in love toward us.
Love of God
to us. Because God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might, what? Live through him. Here is love. That we loved him, that we loved God, but he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation for us, for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also love one another. 1 John chapter 2. Verse 1 says this, my little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. For he is the propitiation for our sins. Not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. He took our place on the cross of Calvary. He bled and died. So that we could live. Hello? So we can live. Cease from anger. I'll tell you what. Proverbs chapter 15. Proverbs 15. I'm about done. Proverbs 15. Verse 1 says this. A soft anger turneth away wrath, but soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous word stirreth up anger. Hello? Hello? I'll tell you what, folks. Proverbs 29. Proverbs 29. 29, verse number 22. An angry man stirreth up strife, and a furious man aboundeth in transgression. That's the ender, right there. I'll tell you what, we need to be careful. Proverbs 25. And verse number 15 says this: by forbearing is the prince persuaded, and a soft tongue breaketh the bone. You know, cease from anger. How can I please God? How can I be pleasing to God? First of all, by not fretting, amen? Delight thyself in him. Commit thy way unto him. Rest in him. Cease from anger. Hello? Hello? I'll tell you what. Father, it's been good to be in your house today. Pray that you're blessed now. Morning service. Bring those in to be here today, and we thank you for that. Pray that you're blessed time of fellowship afterwards, and we give you praise for that. Love you. Thank you. Care for us. And I just never pray. Amen. You can fellowship a little while.